regulation simply doesn't work. You can't possibly have enough inspectors to force these people to care for the cats the way they should be. And the only real solution is to just stop private possession and private breeding of the cats and let them be, you know, only bred in the AZA-accredited zoos where they know what they're doing and are dealing with genetically diverse animals.
What, if anything, is being done on the state and local level here in Florida to stop people from having these exotic pets with little to no oversight?
Well, the state does have rules. The Florida Constitution assigns the job of regulating wildlife to the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission. One of the issues is evading these rules. For instance, Florida has a rule that says you can't have a tiger as a pet. And the way they define having it as a pet is they exempt people that have a federal USDA license. Those are licenses people are only supposed to have if they're using the animal commercially as an exhibit or, you know, showing it to the public.
Mm-hmm.
The Office of the Inspector General did an audit in 2010 of the USDA, and they found out that 70% of the people who had four or less big cats were really just pet owners who only got a USDA license in order to evade the state law. So Florida has ended up with an estimated something like 1,500 tigers in the state, which is more than are left in the wild in India.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rule outlawing them as pets is not very effective. The second issue is that generally the agencies, whether federal or state, are charged with setting what are called minimum standards. So for instance, as an example, Florida has one of the more generous rules on the minimum space you have to give tigers. And Florida's rule says you can have two tigers spend their entire life in a 10 by 20 concrete floored chain link box, which is basically a parking space.
Yes.
And to most people who have, you know, any compassion for animals, if you look at that, which is kind of the equivalent of me locking you in your bathroom for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, you would not consider that humane.
But no,
that
not at all.
That is the standard. And the third issue is enforcement. I mean, think about 1,500 tigers and thousands of other big cats, and we only have a handful of inspectors. So there's only so many times during the year that they can visit so many of these places. And when they do cite them, the process they have to go through to cite them and come back and check and give them another chance just goes on and on. And you know, they have very qualified people doing this in many cases. It's just the job is impossible.
And you kind of just mentioned it with saying that there's more tigers, I guess you said, here in the state of Florida than in India. Statistically, are we seeing a lot more private ownership going on then?
Well, it's up to, you know, it's estimated to be 10 to 20,000 around the country. You know, another example that, you know, wasn't really in the news, there was a little town in Texas where a woman died. She had 23 big cats in her backyard.
Wow.
And this is something people just don't realize is going on. There's a guy in St. Pete who lives right next to a school who has a whole bunch of big cats and other exotic animals sitting there right in a neighborhood.
I like how you just mentioned the gentleman who lives next to the school in St. Petersburg, because that kind of just ties into my next question. From personal experience, where I live in Pasco County, in my community, there's a person who has basically what you can call a roadside zoo, just a large area fenced in with zebras and like tigers and tons of other animals. In a situation like that, could someone like myself give you or Florida Wildlife a call expressing my concern about that?
Yes. People frequently call us, and we'll try to guide them as to what to look for, and then we'll tell them who to write to at the Florida Wildlife Commission, the FWC. The issue is, it's best if you can take pictures so you can show what you've seen, pictures or video. Now, frequently, people will write in and say, well, this is what I saw, and it appalled me, and they'll send out an inspector, and the inspector will say, well, I went around, and everything is complies with the law, at which point it can be frustrating, but it's useful to then write back and say, well, if this complies with the law, if what I just saw, which I consider to be horrible, complies with the law, then we need to change the law. You need to change your rules to give these animals a home that someone like me, when they come by and look at it, is going to say that's a good home, not a horrible home.
And not only are you just a sanctuary, but you also give educational tours at the Big Cat Rescue. For anyone who hasn't been to Big Cat Rescue, tell us a little about the tours.
Sure. The tour is a guided tour where the guide takes you around. The adult tour is 90 minutes generally, and we do a kids tour that's shorter, 60 minutes, and more kid-oriented.